Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right.
I think we should be good. Sorry?
I'm just following your lead.
Oh, yeah.
As far as what you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about a few things, but I wanted to get the light right, you know, make it romantic.
Oh, thank God. Do people know about us yet?
Our relationship with each other, yeah, they know that we've hung out, but I don't think they really know the extent of,
yeah,
I mean, I feel
that,
very close to you, to be honest
that,
with you.
Yeah, let's keep that on the DL.
Yeah.
On a need-to-know basis about us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but thank you for bringing Dave Asprey into my life.
Isn't it a game changer?
A game changer. I've been attempting
right.
to intermittent fast. For the last month or so, and it is just, I feel so much better.
Isn't it great?
Because
how many hours do you do?
On the weekends, I can do like 18, 19.
Right.
That's what I've been doing, but during the weekdays, it's a little bit harder with,
I'm about 15 during the week.
That's perfect. Today was 15, so that was good, but honestly, it's usually between 13 and 14,
which is
better than
good.
Like fucking 8.
Right.
Which is what I was doing.
Right.
I was eating before I got here, and then I would get to work, and I would crash, because obviously insulin goes up.
Right.
And then it's crashing, and I'm like, why am I so tired? And then I drink coffee, but, you know, it's on a full stomach, so you're not getting that caffeine, and I'm just like... Fuck that. So,
and then you do the coffee first thing in the morning.
Yeah. And I don't
game
do
changer.
Bulletproof.
Yeah. Right.
I just do regular black, strong coffee. Just, yeah. She's winking at me, folks.
Of course you do.
She's winking at me. But
it's the only way.
I think Tark mentioned, because I was like kind of curious about it. Like I was a little bi-curious about, intermittent fasting.
Yeah, you were.
And then I dove right in after you guys were like, how do you not know? Who Dave Asprey
Dave
is.
Asprey.
Yeah, the guru.
Yeah, Tim Ferriss.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I got into it, and now, I mean, he's
a big-time biohacker.
Yes.
And I love all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, I mean, he has some great YouTube videos, too.
Right. No, I've been watching all of them, all of his interviews and everything where he goes into it, and I honestly do feel better. And to keep myself accountable, I started, like, a log. Not of
Good.
What I eat, but just, like, the times.
Yeah.
First and last meal.
Sure.
And then I just, calculate how long I've been fasting, and so it gives me motivation to go a little bit farther. And just even a month in, I mean, I'm
and
already
goal,
feeling it.
Your goal is not necessarily
energy.
To lose weight.
No.
It's to have energy.
Energy.
Yep.
More
Absolutely.
Sustained energy, because I was just crashing all the time.
Well, especially on this schedule. That's got to, that's very jarring.
I don't think I'll ever get used to it.
I don't think you
and
do.
I talked to Bubba about it, who's been on morning radio for God knows how long.
30,
humans are not made to wake up at, he's ridiculous. He's waking
gets
up at like
2:30. Yeah, 3:30, 2:30.
And then, hits the gym.
Oh, I know, he lives with me.
Yeah, right. Then hits the gym, or it doesn't hit the gym, who knows. But that, that's what he's been doing. And I wake up now at 5, so I've been sleeping more because I'm not waking up
That's
to get
good.
A crash. Yeah. So I'm just like, it's not that I'm eating so much less, but just condensing that feeding window.
And how much sleep are you getting?
I need to be getting more. The last 2 days I was terrible, but usually around 6.
Okay.
Which isn't great.
Me too.
You're about, but you work, you literally work every minute that you're awake.
Yes, I do. And I've been getting home at like 8 or 9
mm-hmm.
and I've been getting up at like 5 in the morning because I'm working out with a trainer now.
Tell me about that.
Oh,
you have the AC in your garage, right?
Not yet. Mm. We're trying to get it installed. So I hired her thinking that our AC would be installed by the time I started. And, she gets to my house at like 5:45 and it's still, the last couple of days haven't been so bad because of the rain. So the sun isn't like, heating it up like a sauna. Mm-hmm. But the first day we worked out, I think it was like 104 in our garage or 107 and I threw up after the workout. I threw up and I threw up again today. She's kicking my ass, but I love it because I am working so much and I'm again grateful to be doing so, but I'm not taking care of me.
And health, so, and we talked about, like, this. Health is, has to be your priority, because if you're not healthy, you have nothing.
And when you're young, and it's so crazy, because you, when you're young, you don't think about it. And then when you're older and you may have some money, you're chasing your health. And I don't want to be that person.
You want to do it preventatively, yes, so you don't have to worry about the problem once it happens.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I'm so fortunate. I have no health issues, you know, no diabetes, no heart disease. None of that runs in our family. No cancer. You know, I'm very, very healthy. I have a little bit of a thyroid problem. I'm on thyroid meds, which sucks. But, you know, just taking time out, even mentally, the clarity you have after, you know, the high is real that you get after working out. But just having that mental clarity is also really big. And I do want to lose 30 pounds. I mean, I really do. I need to. And I want, you know, we're so active. He and I, Tark and I, travel a lot. We love to travel. And we're hiking and we're, you
constantly
know,
bopping
skydiving.
Around.
Yeah. We do crazy
shit. You went skydiving?
I have not. He has. Oh, and we're going to go. We're going to go.
Okay.
So, like, we, you know, we're very active. We are always on the go. That's how we like it. And, you know, I don't want to be in, you know, whatever age and feel like I'm that age. Because I don't feel like I'm my age mentally. So I also don't want to feel like my I'm my age physically. And I'm very strong. I have a lot of muscles. So it's just getting the weight off. And more importantly, you know, helping mobility and having a professional who, you know, it's all about accountability for me. Because otherwise I'm waking up, I'm going straight to work, and I get home at 9 o'clock.
And then no I log back work on. Out after that.
No, like, no, I log back on till 11. You know, that's my life. And I'm okay with it. But it's like, wait a minute, take time for you. Because if I'm not healthy and I'm sedentary all day sitting in my office, then it sucks. So, yeah, I'm really stoked. I feel great.
You want to restore balance in your life.
Yes.
Because I know, I mean, especially when you're trying to get, not that you're just starting with your career, you're flourishing, you're thriving right now. But sometimes when that takes off and you put all of your effort into that, then other aspects of your life get
ignored.
That's
exactly what happened two and a half years ago when we started the company. Everything went into this. And I'm like, wait a minute, if I'm not, you know, I'm healthy, but if I don't feel good, then I'm not going to perform well at whatever in life. And business,
right?
You know, so it was a trickle down effect. And at some point, it wasn't even about, I just wouldn't eat all day. And then I would go home and graze and graze on wheat thins and cheese cubes and, you know, stuff that I'm thinking, oh, this isn't, you know, I'm not a fast food person. I cannot do fast food. I do Chick-fil-A if I do anything. But I've never, that's not my jam. I know my brother loves McDonald's, no offense, but like I acid reflux, no thanks. So it's not like I'm, you know, smashing the wrong foods at all times. It's just timing and eating, you know, at night, grazing till 11 o'clock at night and then going to bed. Which is, you feel like crap.
I hate the feeling of waking up with like just a full stomach.
And then you just feel so bloated and gross.
It is so gross. And you're just, I need all the coffee just to get this out of me. Please and thank you. So, I totally know how you feel.
I'm glad, though, that you are loving Dave Asprey.
I'm all on board. I've been trying to get I got my one friend Erin on him, and she's intermittent fasting. She was trying to lose some weight. I'm like, listen, like, just take a look at this. No one's telling you to eat less, but, like, try to condense that window. And also just being less food-focused, because he was talking about how many of, like, your thoughts every day are around,
meals.
What am I going to eat? How am I going to prepare it? You know, all this sort of stuff. Am I going to be okay? Because much like Dave, and this is his term, not mine, but it describes me perfectly. He would get hypoglycemic. You know, he's like, his blood sugar drops and you just get a one track mind, and I get kind of snappy and I can't focus.
You get hangry.
Right. And so I want to get to that point where, you know, not that I'm like delaying eating by a day, but if I need to wait an hour, I'm going to be okay and I'm not going to be a total cunt.
Right.
You know, so those were my motivators. Yes. I don't want to be people already think I'm a fucking cunt. I yelled at
you.
I had a situation with Iggy. Iggy McGillicuddy.
Okay, I kind of, I was listening and I heard about it. I was listening to the radio when I was getting ready. I usually do every day, and mm-hmm. I heard about the situation. But you guys are good?
We're good now, yeah. Good. He reached out to me on Twitch. And
he's a great guy.
He is. He is a great guy. And I did, listen, it was like right at the end of the show.
Sure.
He'd been on. He'd been kind of like plugged in for 6 hours. We were just finishing the show.
It was just bad timing all the way around.
Yeah, and he does this thing where he calls and he doesn't say it's him. And sometimes I can't identify, I don't know, he sounds like a lot of people, if that makes sense. He doesn't have like a super distinctive voice like you do or like I do, where you're like, oh, that's that person. Sometimes it takes a second, and you're like, oh, that's Iggy.
Sure.
So he comes in, like, coming in hot, because he's like, why do you always talk about relationship stuff, and, like, you can't even hold any relationship down? Like, you shouldn't be the one giving advice.
Oh, that didn't trigger you.
Of course not. And I wasn't giving relationship advice. I was just saying what I like in a dude when it comes to assertiveness, like a guy with a plan.
Right.
That's so outrageous. That's so avant-garde. No one's ever said that before.
Probably just trying to bust balls and
probably
be a smart ass, and it came across the wrong way.
Yeah, but there's some people that like can pull it off where, you know, they're joking or, you know, they mean well, but his like sarcasm, or if he's trying to play with me, sounds like someone who's really trying to fucking dig at me. And he called me, what did he say? An overmodulated bitch, but he said it kind of like the way Seth said it. When Seth called me a bitch and, like, really fucking meant it.
Ooh, I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's not even go there.
No, we won't. But, and it, I mean, he said it on the air, so it's not like it was behind the scenes or anything
oh,
like that.
Cool.
Yeah, but it was just, like, kind of a trigger. And
sure.
I just went off on Iggy and I told him to eat some steroids, which is not the nicest thing to say to someone who is on steroids. But nevertheless, we squashed it. Everything's good.
Good. Because he's good peeps.
He is good peeps. And he's
drama.
Very, yes. And he's very supportive of Bubba, the operation and everything
yeah.
like that.
So, he's a good dude.
He is a good dude. But again, listen, dating is on my mind. I'm trying to do it.
Yeah. What's
albeit
the update? What's the update?
Unsuccessfully. More the same, which is more
because
of like
the
nothing.
Remember the last time we actually went to dinner and
yes.
talked about it.
That was so fun, by the way.
That was. We got to do it again.
We do, yes.
Seriously.
Yes.
What, have you been on any dates since then?
No.
Because
when was the last one I went on?
Because there was a guy that kind of was cool and was...
Oh,
was,
yeah, yes.
You guys were
military
kind of
guy.
Yeah, you were still talking a little bit, but...
Barely. We went on one date. He was good looking, like everything was cool. Like he was so lean and not like jacked, not
right.
like big, but like super fucking
cut.
Conditioned. Almost to the point where it like made me feel like Humpty Dumpty a little bit, you
oh,
know what I mean? Where I'm
God.
Just like, oh my God.
Come
not
on, girl.
That I'm saying anything about myself, but just like that's how like lean he was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, obviously you are like, are you expecting the same from me? Because I'm not going to be able to pull off a 12% body fat, buddy.
Who could?
You know? But, he didn't seem to be really proactive about seeing me again, and I did invite him to like a July 4th shindig because I was just like, fuck it. We're talking. He's asking me what I'm doing, but not being direct about it.
Right.
And I'm at this age now.
I'm proud of you.
I just don't give a fuck.
Right. So you're going to be direct.
Yes. I'm just like, hey, do you want to come to this thing? And I knew his out because he had a dog and he didn't, you know, and I even kind of like almost gave him the out. No, I didn't. I let him do it. Because I knew he was going to say, I can't because of my dog.
Did you say, bring your dog?
Yes. And then I said, well, you can bring your dog, but I get that, you know, it's a lot. He has lived in Tampa probably for like he's military. He's lived in Tampa probably for like 2 years-ish and like has not been out of like a 5-mile radius. Like we had our date in St. Pete and he had never been to downtown St. Pete.
In 2 years?
And he lives by Armature Works.
What does he do?
Right.
Okay. Well,
so,
that's probably not the right fit for you because
nope.
you are a bit of a wanderlust. I mean, you would like to travel. You like to explore.
Yeah. I mean,
so,
like beyond a 5-mile radius. Like, so listen,
okay.
I invited him to July 4th. He, you know, he took the way out, which is fine. And then again, like, I don't want a pen pal. Like,
no.
I'm 34 years old.
Right.
I'm not looking for pen pal. I don't mind playing like a little like cat and mouse a little bit, but you've got to be like making a plan to see each other again. And he wasn't doing that. So I go, oh, okay, all right. You know, so he sent me some shit about his dog. I'm like, fuck your dog. I didn't say that. I just didn't respond. And then I never heard from him again. So, I mean, that's really like best case scenario. You're
so
not wasting
that
my time.
So is that the last date that you've
yes.
really been on?
Yes.
So have you had any, what do they call it, matches? Or
I have lots of like matches, but they don't go anywhere. They just kind of just disintegrate and fizzle. Or
has anyone pursued you from any of these matches and you're
yeah.
kind of like eh.
Well, pursued me in the sense that like they'll start a conversation, it doesn't really go anywhere. Most people, and here's the thing, I have to remember that, like, my job is insane. Much yes. like you know, because you're very, you know, right. attached to the people involved.
Very
your
much.
Brother.
And it was part of my life for a while.
Right. And so it's almost like you're a porn star and then you're trying to have regular sex. That's what it is when it comes to conversation. Because I'm like, I'm here to entertain you. And
right.
I'm making jokes and
on
shit.
The show.
And they're like, how's your Tuesday?
Yeah.
And you're like, ugh.
Yeah. I know.
What am I going to do with that?
I
what
know.
Am I supposed to do with that? So, you know, I'm constantly like carrying the conversation. You know, and they ask you questions, but they ask basic bitch for anybody out there, like man, woman, anything in between, whatever, like you don't have to get the basics in. You're
right.
gonna get those later.
I don't need to know where you grew, like initially the weather type questions.
Yeah,
right?
you don't need that shit. You just like go in about, you know, whatever. Like I saw yesterday, I like commented some guy was like playing cornhole or something. I'm like, oh, it looks like a pretty intense game. Whatever, something odd.
Right.
Not hey, not how's your day, not like whatever. Or just random stuff. Some guy said that he was into, like, quantum mechanics. I'm like, oh, do you listen to, like, Lawrence Krauss? I'm, like, a big fan. You know, and he's, like, had no fucking clue. I'm like, well,
of
there.
Course. So that, but so this military guy, did you guys initially, when you clicked, did you kind of click over an offbeat type of conversation like that?
Well, he was an atheist,
okay.
which I know sounds like super lame, but it's really important because it's been the demise of my last two relationships.
Yes, probably one of the most hated demographics in
yeah.
the world, for sure.
And it's just been a problem.
And you admit to it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Well, I give you credit
it's
for that.
It's on my profile, and then I reiterate
well,
it.
Well, no shit, girl.
Yeah.
Okay, this makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so when he said it, when he listed, he was an atheist.
Do you want that on your profile, though?
Yes.
Like, do you want, okay, so would you, okay, here's a question.
It's a deal breaker for some
okay,
people.
Okay, that's so my question. So if you met somebody who maybe was a Christian, but was more spiritual, or you met somebody who was agnostic and thought, okay, there's a higher power, I don't know what it is, would you be open to that?
Sure. Yes.
Okay, then maybe you shouldn't put atheist. If it's
maybe
a, you
not
know, because you're limiting because some people look at that and it scares them and
mm-hmm.
it's short-sighted, but
yeah.
once they get to know you, they understand the intellect
right.
behind why you feel that way.
Right. Well, lucky for me, guys usually don't care and they're just like, oh, I want to fuck
true.
That or I don't want to fuck that.
Yeah, you got a good point.
And then once they start talking to you and then, you know, when it gets to the point where a lot of people say they're Christian, but they like never go to church.
Of
like,
course not.
That's fine.
But I think church is bullshit.
Oh, me too. And I know there's a lot of people who believe in God and don't go.
Sure.
Totally cool with me. My problem really isn't with you being or thinking a certain way because most people aren't going to church. They really aren't, even though they claim that
right.
they are
of
Christian.
Course not.
Totally fine with me. I don't care. The problem is, and the problem has been the last couple times, is that the families care.
Oh, true.
And if and again, I'm playing the long game. I'm not playing the short term
right.
game.
Right.
So if
you're not
you're,
a hit it and quit it, you
no.
really want to find somebody to hang with.
I can't. I've been like hidden by the person, you know, from their families. I've never met a boyfriend's parents before.
What?
Or I have, but like it was, this is my friend. And it was like in a group setting and it was like, hey dad, this is my friend,
huh?
Anna. Yeah.
Even the, I won't say his name.
No, it's fine. The last one?
Yeah.
Oh, I never even, I mean, they were out of state.
I think you told me
they
that
were out of state,
dinner.
But yeah, never was even on the table. I don't want to, like, you can't meet my sister. You can't meet my parents. You can't meet
okay,
anybody.
Those guys are assholes because let me tell you something. When I met Tariq, his father's from Cairo. His father grew
his
up.
His mom's white, right?
Yes.
Okay.
She's from Michigan.
Course, go figure.
Blonde. Typical.
Yeah.
And his dad grew up in Cairo in a Muslim family. His
okay.
father grew up Muslim. His father doesn't practice. His father doesn't give a shit
super
what
secular.
You are, what you're not. They don't, you know, they celebrate Christmas. They're not, I guess, non-practicing. I think they're pretty much just open-minded
mm-hmm.
to his stepmom is a hippie from California, and she's just like one love, you know. Bob Marley
mm-hmm.
loves everybody.
Yeah.
So when I met Tariq, I was very narrow-minded and assumed because of his culture and his background that, you know, do you want to suppress women? And I'm not saying, first of all Muslims aren't like that. And I have nothing against any
mm-hmm.
religion at all, unless you're hurting people, like Satanism type shit. But, you know, again, any religion is crazy to me.
Sure.
But I had no, you know, I was very open-minded. My concern was, okay, you know, do you expect me to be suppressed and not, you know, I assume.
Or to do, you know, your
yep.
culture, religion,
yes,
traditions.
Yes, and Tariq's like, first of all, I didn't grow up Muslim.
Right.
Secondly, my dad is non-practicing. Thirdly, I don't really know what my, because I'm like, what do you, it, and again, this was an initial conversation. This is once we became friends.
Sure.
And I'm like, what is it you believe in? You know, do you, are you religious? What are you? He goes, I'm confused. And that's what
perfect.
His answer is.
Yeah.
And I love it. And I use the same thing now. I stole that from him. And he's like, I don't give a shit who or what you do or don't. If you're an atheist, if you're a whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I like you.
Uh-huh.
And his family was the same way to me.
That's
and
great.
It was so cool because I was his father's, you know, has a very thick accent. I mean, he's a genius.
Mm-hmm.
He's an American citizen,
mm-hmm.
by the way.
Mm-hmm.
To all you haters
out
there.
Got the papers to prove it.
100%. He became a citizen
but
in the 80s.
But where did he take his first breath?
Yeah. Yeah. He's one of them Muslims.
He's not a real American.
He's a Muslim.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God. But, and I get that a lot. Mm-hmm. Are you Muslim? No. Are you? And, and what if I was?
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
Right.
Am I a good person?
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's so much crossover between religions. Like, they all, it's all like, you know, a vanilla ice cream with different toppings, you
mm-hmm.
know, that's the way I look at it. It's all bullshit to
mm-hmm.
me. But his family never, we have never, ever, ever once discussed religion at all, ever. So it's disappointing that you've dated the wrong guys. They're assholes.
Again, it's just, it's been a sample size of two that I've had actual relationships with.
Okay.
So, you know, of course I'm going into it with like, not that it's a trigger for me, but if they're like, oh, I'm Christian, or I see a cross around the neck, I'm like, huh, oh, hey, what's going on?
Because
and they'll say they don't care.
It's like PTSD for you.
Yeah, but like if you say that, you know, if they go like, oh, well, I don't care. First off, I don't even fucking know you, so you could just be saying whatever because I just want to fuck you.
It's just weird that you would be attracted to a guy like that because of who you are. Like, they obviously are throwing out the vibe of wanting to be with you for, you know, because it seems like if somebody was knew how you were,
mm-hmm.
right, knew your thoughts, beliefs, respected it, they would know that they wouldn't want to get into a relationship based on how their family was going to be if their family wasn't in line with that. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
It's one of those things where, I hate to use this term, but it just kind of happens where you
yeah.
meet, getting along, everything's good. You kind of see eye to eye, and then it's like, well,
and
let me
overlook it. And
yeah.
you're like, oh, it's not going to be a big deal.
And then, because it's new for them too, because they're usually dating people who are just like Christian
yes.
or whatever.
It'll
in
work out.
Right. And then the people who are kind of like what I call diet Christian, if they go to church once or twice a year, they're like, okay, it's not against, but for me, it's like deeply against my principles. So
right.
I won't go. And then the families do a little Facebook research, which
mm-hmm.
is what happened. And they saw some posts they didn't like. And then he's, you know, the last one started getting calls from the church, like in was from Virginia. The
okay.
church congregant started
Boo.
Calling in. So,
yeah.
you know, listen, so that now
hello, Houston, we have a problem.
We have a problem. But so when I see someone who's like an atheist or an agnostic or someone that says spiritual,
you get full up or you get whopped
full whap on
yep,
the deal.
Yep.
Cause then I'm just like, we don't have to even like really discuss it. We don't have to fight about it. We're just on the same page and it just gives me peace.
Right. And
just
you
gives
know,
me, you get me, I'm going to get you. We're just on the same page.
And hopefully their families will get you too.
Usually with that, it's either the families are secular or they've already distanced themselves from the families and they don't give a fuck.
Gotcha.
Now, if the families didn't like me or didn't want to meet me, but my person was like, well, fuck my family.
Right.
We're fine.
Right.
Cause what, but you got to back me up. But when you're trying to placate them, there's no way the relationship
but
can work out.
But you also
yeah.
want to, you don't want to enter a relationship where they don't have a healthy relationship with their family, because that's not good, regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they're like, fuck my family, I don't care what they think, it's going to affect your relationship.
Sure.
So ideally, you want somebody whose family is open-minded.
Yeah.
They care about their son being happy. They care about you being a good person,
mm-hmm.
and period.
That's
end
it.
End of story.
They just want me to be happy.
Because you can't, getting involved with somebody who has strife in their family is never, it never plays out well.
No.
Ever.
No.
Ever.
Uh-uh. And originally, when I texted you today about what we were going to talk about, I did want to talk about the idea of settling. Because I feel like that is something that is constantly put on my plate. You know, I'll see it a lot in chat and stuff. Or even with my dad, if I'm being honest.
What do you
like,
mean? But what do you mean by that? They,
like, this person, like, why don't you just go for that? Like, why don't you just go for this? Like, why are you being so picky about da 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 da? And the thing that I say all the time is that, like, this isn't a choice in my mind. Obviously, if I decide to pursue it or not, but in terms of, like, if I'm attracted or if there's chemistry or whatever the case may be, or if I feel like it's a good fit, it's like a visceral reaction. Like my body goes, this isn't good. And I can try to do mental gymnastics or whatever and try to convince myself like, oh, it's okay that he's, you know, working, he's trying to get a job, or it's okay that he's nice, but he's not really, you know, compassionate. I can do all of that, but unless I like really want it, I'm not going to go after it. So this whole idea of like settling, and I feel like also because...
So they're implying that you need to settle and you need to chill out. Is that what you mean by settling?
Like, yeah, I think so. Like, isn't this person good enough? And it's never about good enough. It's never, there are people who are fucking amazing that I'm just like, well, that's not for me.
You've got to click with them though, but you've got to click with them.
Exactly. And so a lot of people just, they always equate it with like good enough. And that's just not it at all. It's literally just like a trigger in my brain where I'm like, I'm into this person. I'm attracted to this person. I like what they're bringing to the table. Sometimes that trigger can throw you off because you're attracted to the wrong people.
Of course.
And they will fucking ruin your life.
Yeah.
That happens
a lot. That happens a lot.
So that's really when you have to kind of logical brain has to take over and say, hey, listen, I know that we're red hot and full whap on this deal.
Right.
But this is like a Chinese red flag parade yeah. right now, and we're going to get into a world of shit unless we, you know, pull back a little bit.
Well, I think also maybe the approach needs to be, who cares what anyone else thinks? I mean, of course, your family's going to weigh in.
Yeah.
Your friends are going to weigh in. But that's when you just have to stay true to what feels good for you. And also, like, you might not necessarily... maybe ease up a little bit in terms of what you want. I would always say... right before I met Tariq, I'm not 100% sure on what I want, but I know what I don't want.
Right.
And that kind of opened up some more doors for me because, you know, there's a big age gap and he, you know, his family, you know, he grew up, you know, his father was amazing, but his biological mother, he had a very, very rough,
tumultuous relationship.
Like, yeah, she bailed, you know, when he was a kid, and it was so scary. And, you know, on paper, I would be like, hell no, I am not interested in somebody who hasn't experienced as much life as I have, who, you know, has this background or that background. And when I was kind of like, wait a minute, but he's really cool and I like him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I knew what I didn't want. I knew I didn't want, you know, some arrogant asshole who was a scorekeeper, who, you know, was judgmental, who wasn't about humor and having a good time.
Yeah.
Anybody who's negative, critical, judgmental, I knew I didn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think, oh, I have to get married and have children. If, you know, I was okay with whatever happened, I was healthy, had a great life, but I opened my mind to things that I probably wouldn't think that I would want only because I knew what I didn't want.
Right.
Like, I dated a guy before for 7 years who was, you know, a physical specimen. I think my husband is too, but this guy, that's the only thing he was funny too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he wanted to be in multi-level marketing and had zero ambition. It was always get rich quick.
Mm.
And
he was
like
selling Avon products?
Yes, like
pyramid
honestly,
scheme.
100%. That's
yeah,
exactly
okay.
what it was. And I'm like, wait a minute. And it was always chasing money. And my thought is I never chase money. If you do the right thing with the right people, the money will come.
Uh-huh. Or you have good service or product.
Right.
Yeah.
Like so I knew like I didn't want that 10-cent millionaire who was going to, you know, get rich quick or be all about money. Or, you know, I knew I needed somebody who had a solid family, who was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't give a shit at one point what they look like. Obviously, you got to be attracted to them. But I never thought, Tariq's my height. I thought I was going to marry somebody 6'3",
sure.
you know.
Yeah.
So once I sort of like made peace with that and thought, God, who gives a shit? If I like this guy, I like this guy.
Absolutely.
I don't want this, or this, but anything else, I'm going to try.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, you know, I do think you are there, though. I think that you are probably a little more open-minded than what people give you credit for.
I really am.
Because remember, you were telling me about that guy at dinner, and I hope I'm not over-speaking.
No, go ahead.
The guy who wasn't necessarily this uber ambitious.
Oh, Mr. Drywall.
Yeah, Mr. Drywall.
Yeah.
But you really, like, so I give you credit
not
for...
that hot. Not
right.
Did not even have close to a six-pack or anything. Didn't have, like, a face where I'm like, oh, my God, dreamy
normally
eyes.
Somebody
but
would
he
not
made
be
me laugh
to.
So fucking hard, like, to the point where I was, like, losing it and crying on the first date. I'm like, I don't like this guy.
Right.
He had no ambition. He was like a mama's boy. He was the youngest of four brothers, and he couldn't literally function unless they gave him direction. He would go on like ride-alongs to their work and stuff like that and show him how to do stuff. And he was like he was like 33 when I met him, and he was like a little baby. And he was constantly over at his brother's house, like with, you know, his sister-in-law. He like couldn't be alone. It was just all these red flags.
To trying.
Yes, I'm open to dating losers if they make me laugh, is what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know about that.
but yeah.
Don't think about settling, and don't, listen, don't take advice from somebody who doesn't have a successful relationship either. Like, that's the worst thing.
Yeah.
It's like taking diet advice from somebody who is, you know, not in shape, or financial advice from somebody who's broke, or, you know, you want to gravitate towards those people that have successful relationships. And everyone, especially when you get, I was your age and I was single, you know, everyone thinks that you have to, you know, fit inside this box and check all this shit off, or you're not going to be this. Like, I think you got to just turn off the noise.
You
and
do.
Just do you.
Because, like, people have tried to pressure me into maybe pursuing certain things here and there throughout my life. And at the end of the day, you gotta go, like, listen, you're not going to be in a relationship with this person. I am. And it's not like I'm having multiple relationships.
Have
it's not like it's like, buy this shirt. Like, it's like, you're going to be with this person and I'm going to do this to please other people.
Right.
Are you fucking kidding me? Absolutely not.
Well, at least you got that part down.
Yeah.
But have you ever thought about just like going on a banging spree and just kicking it out wide? For like, and just doing randos
but
for
you know
like
what?
A month and seeing if that works.
It's, I know that won't bring me happiness, because what I'm missing in my life isn't, I mean, it's sex obviously.
Well,
it's what that is missing in my life. But what I want, what my goal is to have like experience life with somebody. And no hate, no shade to people who, you know, do that.
Have you ever had a one night stand?
No.
Never
in my life.
Probably okay,
the longest.
Probably need to end this now because I feel like a real hoe.
No,
I never have either, though.
But here's the thing, though. Like, if you want to do it and it's what you wanted to do in that moment and you weren't looking for a relationship, absolutely go for it. There's no moral qualm with it at all. But in terms of strategy,
clearly,
if you look at strategy. And I hear people say, well, me and my wife banged the first night, we got married. Okay, you're the exception, not the rule.
Nothing's one size fits all.
Yeah, you're the exception, not the rule. And also, forget about even strategy. What makes me feel good and comfortable? I take a little bit slow. I'm a little bit slower.
But that's good. I respect
that. I don't, like, to me, sex is a big deal. I know to most people it's not anymore, you know, because everything is just, like, saturated in sex all the time.
Yes.
But to me,
no,
like...
I'm on the same
tip
as you.
Yeah, I'm just,
mean,
like, I'm on zero tips, but,
listen,
like...
Listen, I did. I'm not going to lie. Listen, I'm no, you know, teetotaling librarian.
Yeah.
I definitely had a few years where I had a lot of fun, and it was just sort of where I was at in my life.
Totally fine.
But
you didn't hurt anybody.
I'm with
you didn't do anything wrong.
Like, I'm not, especially the older I get, like, sex isn't a transaction for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's more like, I got to really like
it's
this
an emotional
dude.
Thing. Yeah.
And you also don't want to be, you know, then there's white girl wasted. Oh my God, I'm so drunk. You don't want to, you know, I want to be in control. I don't want to, you know, be blitzed out of my mind. No pun intended. Well, maybe that was a Freudian slip. You know, I don't want to be completely trashed and then just doing random hookups either.
Yeah,
like that was never my scene, so
yeah.
I was a little more calculated.
I get you. I also, in order to, for me to even enjoy sex, I have to be
into that person,
emotionally attached.
You want to actually be able to talk to them.
Yeah. And I don't want to feel like, I don't want to be about to hook up and then feel like, am I being just like another notch in this person's belt? Like, that doesn't sit well with me.
Right. Makes you feel like a piece of shit.
Right. And again, if that's what you want and that's the time in your life, absolutely. But I know myself, and I've, you know, there's been a couple times in my life where I fucking really thought about it.
Yeah.
You know, there
getting straight, getting so, after so, it.
Like, there was a situation that happened like maybe a year and a half ago where the guy was like, we were like making out and he was like, do you want to go back to my place? It's like a block away from here. Now, granted, I knew him already and stuff like that. This was the first time we were hooking up, but I'd known him for a few years.
Would you do it? So
I didn't do it.
Okay, wipe the slate clean.
I fucking almost did, though.
Okay, would you have been okay with it?
No,
if you
I would have hated myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I don't think we would have had sex, but we would have
lightened up on yourself a little bit.
Yeah, I can't help it. I just didn't want to do it, and the way that I feel is like, I would much rather, if here's the thing, if I have sex with somebody and the next day they don't call me back, I'm going to feel like shit. If I don't have sex with them and they don't call me back, I'm going to feel a lot less like shit. Because now I've, like, given you my body.
Right.
You've seen me in a very vulnerable state. And then you don't want anything to do with me. That's going to be traumatizing to me. Not for everybody. I think for most women it would be uncomfortable because that's how we connect.
Of course.
Emotionally, you know, through intimacy.
It was agreed upon that it was like a one night stand and you guys
you're on
like,
holiday yeah. you're in like Cancun
whatever
right. But like I just know my brain, so I try to stay ahead of it where I'm like, I'm not gonna put myself in a situation where I'm regretting it. I wake up the next morning, it's like the worst thing. And this has kind of happened to me, not like with sex or anything like that, but you know, I was in college and you go and you do stuff you probably shouldn't have done, like
randoms
and... yeah, you make out maybe a little bit more whatever, and you wake up and they're just like
awkward.
No, they're like
or
trying
they're
to
like
get you
dick.
Out
yeah.
I don't, I've maybe been asked
I love
to leave
the, oh, I have a meeting or oh I've got somewhere to be.
Oh,
it's
my
like,
god,
dude, just be straight.
I get
me.
Up and run because the last thing I want to feel like is I'm overstaying
oh, me
my
too.
Welcome.
I'm always the one that...
I gotta go.
Yeah, same here.
Even if I don't have to go,
like
I gotta
probably
go.
Probably to protect myself.
Of course.
Or I'd be like, they're like, oh, you're not gonna stay? It's cool if you stay. Nah, I'm good.
Nah, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Can you take me home or I gotta go? Or I'm leaving. I'm gonna get an Uber. But I never want to feel that way. And I know that if I'm with somebody, I won't feel that way.
Well, do you think maybe, because everything, it seems like a big center or a big topic of discussion for podcasts, for your Off the Rails, even for Bubba's show, is about your relationship and or lack thereof.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think maybe if you like, okay, guys, I don't want to talk about it, and you just sort of let, you know, threw caution to the wind and said, F it, I'm just going to let this ride, I'm not going to talk about it, and just sort of let it go, that maybe, you know, you might lighten up on yourself a little bit and find something that it's
like
always,
you're not
okay.
constantly searching. It always happens when you're not expecting it and looking
so
for it.
Cheesy cliche, but things are cliche for a reason because they're usually true, right?
Uh-huh.
So maybe if you just kind of stop talking about it and stop thinking about
it.
That's, I mean, I was where you were, and I remember talking to my mom because I have a cool ass mom, right? I can
we
talk
love Janie
to her
Hakes.
The best. I'm so grateful. I have the best mom ever. And she would, you know, talk me off a ledge and be like, wait a minute, who's giving you a hard time because you're not in a relationship, or who says what and that you have to get married and have kids? Hell no. Like, you do you.
Yeah.
So I did get that reinforcement. And I'd be like, yeah, mom, but what if I'm, you know, 40 and not married and this and that? She's like, what if?
And,
what's the worst thing that could happen?
Right.
Like, yeah, you're right. And so really, she would guide me and tell me to chill the F out, let it go, and just go with your girl, you know, go out with your girlfriends and have fun and do stuff that you enjoy and just give yourself a break for a little bit.
I hate to say this, but like, live your best life.
Yeah, I know.
And then just, you just kind of, like you said, attract that energy.
It's true though, it really is.
Like, I know.
You gotta, if you stopped thinking about it.
Right.
And stop talk, because thoughts become reality, right? And your body follows your mind.
Yeah.
So you think about it, you obsess over it. If you just let it go, man, and just, I'm going to go, you know, go on a girls' weekend. I mean, you and I have talked about traveling, doing stuff. Like, I'm just going to meet cool people and not worry about jack shit except having fun in the moment. Doesn't mean you're settling. Yeah. Doesn't mean you're trying to hook up. If you just put it on pause, man, and just...
I have thought about that. I even deleted the app for like 3 hours. But then it's like, well,
3 hours.
I know, it's so pathetic. But here's the thing: you're like, what if Mr. Right comes along
Of course. That's bullshit, though.
But
you can't think like that.
You can't. But I have like leveled off a little bit, You know,
and I noticed that they're not talking about it as much on the air.
I know, because Delta's back.
Yes.
So Delta's hot right now. Oh. So we're talking about, you know, vaccines and COVID and stuff
and
like that.
Olympics
and you
and
like pressuring Bubba into getting the vaccine.
Oh, because you know me. That's totally my style.
Yeah.
I couldn't help it. I had to. So I usually always have the show on in the morning when I'm getting ready.
That was so funny.
And I heard him like, yeah, my family's just wearing me out.
Like,
my
Tara.
Mom every day, my mom and now my sister. And I'm like, what? Wait, did he just, hang on, let me turn this up, you know, because I'm like blow drying my hair.
Yeah.
Like, did he? And then he's like, yeah, my sister, man. And Dan's like, well, I'll talk to Tara. You know, that's, Tara's like Steven, and Steven's doing the same thing to me. And I'm like,
hold up, wait a minute.
Wait a minute, Dan. First of all, I love Dan. Like, I'm, Bubba always says I'm a Dan Mark. I love Dan.
Mm-hmm.
He's family. He's the man.
Yeah.
But I would be like, God, please do call me because I will put you in check. And then I'm like, wait a minute. Not meaning I would put Dan in check.
Sure,
but
sure.
I would enlighten him and be like, Dan, don't believe that bullshit.
That ain't the truth.
So I'm like, why would I wait for Dan to call me when I could just call in and
then it's content.
And level set everyone and enlighten the audience on the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
and he
what
didn't
I,
deny it. He goes, well, listen, you got to embellish a few things.
And
here.
After I said, after I was, because, you know, I'm not really a ball buster in life. I mean, I'm direct and I know what I like. But, you know, I always call and I'm always like the ball buster and you know, bring the heat. And
of
I'm
course.
Always acting like I'm, but, you know, Bub and I are have a great relationship and I love him more than anything. And I'm never really that person. But like when, especially when we're having a family event and he's filming it and I'm like, we're not the fucking Kardashians.
Yeah.
Stop, you know.
Live in the moment. Be present.
So I'm always like, is that cool that I'm like always bringing heat? Because that's not really who I am. And he's like, no, no, it's good. So I do want the audience to know that I'm not like this raging bitch.
No, that, and it's not like you're calling in every day.
Yeah,
you know, it's
yeah.
like every once in a while when it's pertinent to what we're talking about, when it involves you directly.
Right.
So,
yeah,
no, so that was that was like the clip of the day the following day.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, it was like the, what do we call it? Like the high spot.
That? Okay.
Well, at the beginning of the show, we play something from the previous show,
it.
And it was you. So
okay,
it was really
good.
Funny.
So he wasn't mad. Because
no,
I also don't want to.
He was laughing.
You know, this is his livelihood. This is his show. And, you know, he's always the brunt of every joke. And I know that's not easy, but that's sort of his character, right? Because
sure.
everyone loves ragging on the boss. Everyone. Even in my company, they rag on me in front of me, and that's the joke.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that old gag. So I know, though, at some sometimes it wears on him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to pile on.
Mm-hmm.
I always want it to be good content and truthful. And I know we are... What business are we in, Lummy?
Show business.
Show business.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get that. And I think, you know, I always wanted it. I guess I always want the point to be that I'm trying to add content and be funny and not really be this raging, you know, whatever. And snapper
It was perfect.
It was funny.
It was really, listen,
I was like
I said.
First of all, you can't even get the vaccine because you just had it.
I know.
So you've got to wait. I think, what is it, 90 days?
Yeah, it's like three
and
months.
Last I checked, Dan... who's a co-host is a doctor, not me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would never give anybody any medical advice.
Not being a doctor.
And it's so funny when they're like, what is your opinion on the, I'm like, it doesn't matter what my opinion is. I'm not a clinician, a scientist. I have no business, you know, weighing in on something that's a personal choice.
If only most people thought
I
like
mean,
that,
seriously,
right?
Like,
everyone's a vaccine
I'm
expert these
to
days.
Last I checked, Dan has MD and JD, you know, behind his name. I don't have shit,
right.
You know, so I'm not going to tell somebody what I think they should do. Just be smart. And protect yourself. And if you're sick,
and everyone is
stay
different.
Away from everyone.
Yeah, everyone
quarantine,
has. Yeah,
you know, and just be smart. But what you do is
it's
totally
a personal choice, and what might be good for you might not be best for everyone.
And so we're facing that in my business. I'm in healthcare, and a lot of our clients, which are hospitals, my clients are hospitals, and they are requiring our consultants, even consultants that work from home and never go to the facility.
Just totally remotely.
It's 100%. A lot of our folks are remote, especially with COVID. You know, they've moved as much from the hospital. I think hospitals have done a good job of moving as much like administrative auditing type roles remote as they could to protect everyone. But they're even requiring remote consultants to get vaccinated. So we have this whole, you know, something I've never dealt with in my profession of, you know, our consultants who are refusing. And I'm like, listen, this is a client requirement. This isn't our requirement.
Right,
so
right.
That and hospitals are having, you know, mass walk-offs, which is an opportunity for me in staffing, but, you know, finding people then, which sucks because we've got to find consultants, professionals, nurses, non-clinical nurses, and doctors who are willing to get the vaccine only because this is a client requirement. So having those conversations, making sure they understand it's not me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, you're in the consulting world. You're in healthcare. A lot of them, you have to have any vaccines anyway to work in a hospital. So
That's
an interesting take that I'm dealing with now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you've got to be careful because you can only share what the hospital requires, not what we require. So that's a whole other Oprah show that is just like...
We'll save that for another day.
Yes. But what's the lesson today? You're going to just throw caution to the wind and let her rip, Skip.
Yeah, yeah, I will. I will. And I'm definitely being more open-minded. And like, even if I see a guy and I'm like, well, this is kind of a little off and that's a little off, I go, listen, let's give this person a chance.
Right.
You know, and honestly, more than anything, you know, I feel like I might be a little bit more, we have a very similar taste in men.
Yes,
like
we
physically,
do.
It's kind of scary.
Big time.
It's kind of scary. But
that's one thing that we did learn that weekend. That was fun.
Yes.
But I know, I'd be like, hey, this is a guy.
I'm like, no way. This is my dude.
Like, I'm like, damn.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's cool. See, so I can be your wingman.
Which is really great because you will know if I like someone,
100%.
You know, physically, that
and
is.
And I can, you know, I can be on the lookout.
You can get the
I'm not
the
a matchmaker,
out.
But
no,
you know, if
but
I see
listen,
something that might make sense.
Your eyes are open. Head on a swivel.
Right.
But I don't care how hot you are. If you are fucking stupid and I don't
or
respect
an arrogant
your
prick.
That, but honestly, just being dumb and like not knowing what's going on with anything. I don't need anybody that's like needs to be a political correspondent
right.
or anything like that.
You're not like recruiting out of Mensa, but you also, you know,
not
you
out
also,
of the cube world, even though I'm jumping back into the Rubik's Cube
listen,
world. But
you have to date a nerd, a hot nerd.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like me. I can't have anybody who's not intelligent.
Yeah, I have to respect your mind,
and
your
I
brain.
Have to have somebody who's funny.
I have to respect your biceps, but more so your brain.
And I have to have somebody who's a kind, positive, nice person to
yes.
the core. Not a pushover.
No.
But I don't need some arrogant prick that thinks he's doing me a favor by being with me.